This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. 6-4, the final score here at Kauffman Stadium. Royals take the opener from Cleveland, which is always great, but to do it on such a pretty day at Kauffman Stadium makes it that much better. Phone lines are open if you were one of the near 10,000 in attendance today. Dial me up. Shoot me a text. Phone number, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line number, they're identical. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals win 6-4. They pick up win number 49 on the season. So sure, when you're this late into the campaign and you're still awaiting your 50th win, we're going to look ahead. Right, we're going to look ahead to the future and ask the question, what did you see today that you believe carries into 2024? That's what I want to know. That's what interests me after this 6-4 Royals win. So phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Plenty of standouts, even though, we can talk about that four-run eighth inning and how much of it was gift-wrapped by the Cleveland Guardians, and the answer would be plenty. The only thing that wasn't served up for the Royals was the win, was the game-winning two-run double from Drew Waters. And if you've been watching this team for as long as I've been watching this team, which is every single pitch of all 151 games, when the situation demands that you put the ball in play, I'm giving credit to this team when they put the ball in play. We've seen way too many punch-outs over the course of this season. So, nice job, Drew Waters, not only offensively with a pair of doubles, but a great defensive hose that we saw in the first inning, throwing out Stephen Kwan for the first out of the game. As Brady Singer goes six innings, gives up four runs. It's his best start in a month, but he's still allowed at least four runs now in five straight games. I'll say this about Brady Singer, 29 starts, a career high in innings pitched. We'll hear from him coming up in a moment. That dude's just a pro. 77 pitches, he finds a way to give his team six innings. It's an efficient afternoon from a guy that we've seen the velocity down. He's already missed a start with arm fatigue, and yet to hear him point a finger. Yet to see him make any sort of excuse. He never even mentions the World Baseball Classic when that's explanation as to why he seems to be fading down the stretch. That explanation is sitting on a tee for him, but he refuses to take a hack. So credit to Brady Singer, credit to the bullpen, Jackson Kowar, Tucker Davidson, and James MacArthur combined to throw three scoreless innings of relief and hold the game at 4-2. Singer gives up four runs. When he exits the game, the boys found themselves down by a pair of runs. But because the bullpen, as Q just mentioned, because the bullpen was able to hold it right there, it opened up the opportunity for Trevor Stephan and the De Los Santos cat coming out of the Cleveland bullpen to walk a pair of batters, in fact, walk three batters, hit another one, and then serve up what turns out to be the game-winning two-run double to Drew Waters in the bottom of the eighth inning. Royals win 6-4. Phone lines are open. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. We got to talk about Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, more on this bullpen, but I'm curious from you. 6-4 Royals win. What happened today that carries into 2024? Or if you want to dissect the X's and O's, if you were one of the 10,000 in attendance and you notice something, you want to dive into this game, feel free. We can talk about it. Maybe this was just a nice afternoon of baseball. Maybe there's nothing that you can extrapolate and say, wow, this will lead to more success for the boys in 2024. 913-586-7610. Quick timeout. We get to your thoughts right after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals win. They take the opener from Cleveland 6-4, the final score. The win goes to Jackson Kowar. He's now 2-0 on the season. James MacArthur comes in and shuts down the Guardians in the ninth to pick up his first career save. MacArthur, since being recalled, has thrown 7 straight scoreless appearances. That's 9 2/3 innings. It's all happened here in the month of September, but man, does dude look good. He's retired 28 of the 29 batters that he's faced since being recalled. 28 of the last 29, including 19 straight. Honestly, to me, the story of this game is the bullpen. The bullpen And maybe MJ Melendez, Drew Waters, obviously starred in the game, but I'm talking about looking ahead to 2024, because as we now have 11 games left into the season, everything is an evaluation and how you fit in for the 2024 Kansas City Royals. And speaking of, just talking about him, he threw a scoreless eighth inning, punching out Cole Calhoun with one of those classic changeups, and then just pumped 98 past Arias for the second out of that frame. He's the winning pitcher today. He's Jackson Kowar, kind enough to call us up. Jackson, great job out there today. Back-to-back outings, I believe, for the first time in your big league career. How did it feel?
Felt good. I mean, I think a big part of it was able to keep the pitch count down yesterday, and I knew I was going to be available today, but it's something that I've done in AAA this year, so definitely comfortable with. And I'm one of those guys, I'll take the ball every day if I can get it, so happy to be back out there.
Yeah, you go through Altuve, Bregman, and pump 97 past Yordan Alvarez yesterday, and then today, as I mentioned, a clean eighth inning. Now, this is a pretty wide-ranging question, a generic query, but what have you learned about yourself over the course of this 2023 campaign?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been nice to have some really positive results in the big leagues. I think, I've started to really hone in on a delivery that fits me. I think for a while I've tried to kind of fit my delivery and my pitch mix into what I saw other people do. I think I'm for the first time, especially in the big leagues, kind of taking ownership of what I do well and letting my best pitch change up be my best pitch, and then kind of getting a mix that works around that. So, like I said, I think it's been a lot more of me, doing what works for me and not trying to emulate, what I see around the league.
Second win this month, your fifth straight scoreless appearance. Can you give us an example or two of what this coaching staff has meant in addition to the personal development you allude to?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing I've really enjoyed is, they're willing to work with you, and then they bring you, a lot of facts about what's going on. I think I appreciate the black and white nature of kind of what they bring to you. So I think there's been, some things they brought to me with delivery and pitch mix that are pretty, like I said, black and white. So there's some definitive things they brought to me about what works and what doesn't work, and that's kind of what I've enjoyed the most. I think that's, as a pitcher, that's easy to grab onto, I think. And then the communication has been really good. There's some really smart guys in there, but they're still baseball guys, So I think having a staff that is smart and informed but also understands the human element of going out there and competing and being a baseball player, I think they do a great job of combining both those things.
Jackson, can you take us inside the clubhouse? 11 games left. The record is obviously not reflective of what anyone wants. But it's still the big leagues. You guys are still getting an opportunity to earn a job again for next season. Can you describe the energy, the excitement after a win like this and getting ready for tomorrow night's contest?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've stacked a couple series wins, and we'll go for another one tomorrow. I think this is a really young club who's excited to kind of play spoiler, hopefully for the end of the year. And I think, obviously no one's happy with the way the season's gone, but we've got a lot of young guys who are hungry to make a change next year. I think, this staff is really proactive about, we're going to try to bring in some guys who can win games. So I think we're all aware of the situation. So listen, it is not necessarily a tryout, but you want to finish with your best foot forward going in next year, because I think we all know it's going to be a really competitive club, and we're starting to get the right pieces up. So it's fun. I mean, we have a bunch of young guys and doing things they haven't done before. I know I was really proud of Mac. I mean, I think he's come up and been just lights out. So guys like James MacArthur, you can see a role and have a couple good outings, and it's good for all of us to see that you can go out there and take some, some different leverage roles in the bullpen.
And that's the last thing I wanted to hit on, because Royals fans, they know Jackson Kowar. They can go back to the draft. James MacArthur, they're still learning this dude. Seven straight scoreless appearances. He's retired 19 straight. Let the people know what's he like? What impresses you about his ability outside of just being a giant?
Yeah, he's a big fella. There's a lot of, we knew a lot of him from college. He was Ole Miss's Friday guy when we were coming up, me and Brady and all the college guys we drafted that year. So we all knew who he was. And then I think when we got him, the thing that sticks out is that curveball is a really, really plus weapon. So I think when you have a plus major league pitch, and then he's really been able to kind of develop the breaking stuff around that with the slider and that little cutter, and then a sinker is great. So I think more than anything, when I watch him, I'm just wish I could borrow his curveball for a couple outings. That thing is like a really plus major league pitch. And then he's as easygoing as he looks. He's super big and lovable, and he's a great guy. He's got like two young kids, so nothing in the clubhouse really rattles him. Considering he had kids so young, we all always mess with him. He's like a grown up compared to us. So
right.
Again, really, really nice guy and really capitalized on the role, and great curveball.
Yeah. Jackson, I appreciate the time today. Great job out there, and let's keep it rolling.
Thank you.
All right, Jackson Kowar, kind enough to call us up following a 6-4 Royals win. I see Guy from Lee Summit hanging on hold. Guy, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Just a few hours ago, you and I were talking about Jackson Kowar. I know you're high on him.
Yeah, Josh, thanks for remembering that. I'm brilliant. I am enjoying coming up before the game at Craft and Draft, chatting with you a minute, watching you do your show. That's a plus. I implore anyone to go do that. That's awesome. And this was my last game of the year this year. What a great eighth inning. Just loved it. When we got that walk with no outs, mm-hmm. I was telling my friends, it's now or never. And the guys, they come through. I've always liked our hitters. I've had a little issue with relief pitching. I was very glad to see certain people not come into the game today.
Yeah.
We're on radio. I don't want to mention names, but I loved bringing in Davidson, Cowher, who I'm really recently high on, mm-hmm. and MacArthur. That's great management to me. That's a lot to look forward to.
It's a good point, Guy.
Yeah. That's a great to look forward to. And I got to give a shout out to Drew Waters. That was his game. No two games are alike. Throwing a guy out like that and then getting the hit, that's your game, Drew. That's a great game. And a last shout out to J.J. Piccolo.
Yeah.
He found MacArthur from the Phillies.
Right.
He's gotten Velasquez.
Yeah,
he's gotten Rejance. I'm liking the acquisitions now. If we just I'll get that relief. I like relievers with a little bit of an attitude. To me, Cowher's got it, and we were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh, thank you. You great show. I'll be listening to every game from. You know, I come out to my 12 games a year, and I suggest to anybody who's single or not single, go out once a month next year. There's nothing like live baseball. It's the
no
best.
Doubt. Guy, and, always nice talking to you before games, man. Enjoy your winter, and I'll see you next season. It's Guy from Lee Summit checking in, and he's 100% right about the management. I was talking with a few media members that were somewhat not surprised to hear me say it, but just wanted an explanation as to why I was praising the job done by Matt Quatrero and Brian Sweeney over the past month. You know, once Alec Marsh and Angel Zerpa and Zach Greinke were all kind of in that opener, having an opener in front of them role where you're not a real starter, we like you, but we're not giving you the first inning, to piecemeal together a pitching staff that statistically still ranks near the bottom of Major League Baseball, to piecemeal it together and give yourself a chance. In what, 80% of the games where they're at least close, you're within striking distance, the pitching isn't sinking you before you reach the final third of the game. No, it's a battle. You hand it off to the bullpen, and you're still locked in. Sure, the bullpen has coughed up a few runs, but each of the Royals' last five wins have been attributed to the bullpen. And you're 100% right about J.J. Piccolo. You know, as Jackson Kowar was talking about James MacArthur, that's all I was thinking about. You know, we've discussed Cole Reagans and Nelson Velasquez quite a bit. But yeah, James MacArthur, I mean, now you got to do it next season, no doubt, but that's certainly intriguing. Over the final 11 games, how strong can he finish the season? Now, I remember Dylan Coleman finishing the season very strong a year ago, and he's been a shell of himself this year. So, sure, a long way to go. I'm not going to get too excited, but the talent is obviously there for both Tucker Davidson and James MacArthur, both of them basically waiver wire pickups, which is how you're going to win if you're going to win in Kansas City. Got to win in the margins. Waiver pickups, trade acquisitions, your draft. You got to hit at a 65, 75% clip, and I think the front office is doing that in year one. You look at their offseason, you look at the trade deadline, you look at the waiver claims, you look at the trades in season prior to the deadline. I think they are hitting at a 650, 750 clip, and that's impressive. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Special thanks to our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. If you're on hold, stay right there. We'll get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
1-1. Lined left field, dropping for a hit. Here comes the tying run. Here comes the lead run. It's a double for Waters.
Two-run double in the eighth inning turns a 4-3 deficit into a 5-4 Royals lead. It turns into a 6-4 Royals victory. Denny Matthews on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Waters with a pair of doubles, the only Royal with multiple hits. He also recorded his seventh outfield assist in the first inning. Who knows how the game turns out if he doesn't throw that absolute missile to Michael Garcia at third base to get Stephen Kwan. Royals win 6-4. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. We go to Kurds in Overland Park. Kurds, go ahead.
Hey, looking forward to next season based on a couple of things that me and my son saw while we were playing hooky at the ballpark today.
Nice. Okay.
The defense on the right side, absolutely outstanding. You guys have talked a lot about that throw out from the right side. Prado had a nice play over there at first today.
Yes, he did.
I thought Bobby Witt Jr. struggled at the plate, but man, when we had the overthrow from Porter on the stolen base, he sat there and pinned that runner down to keep him from going to third. Yeah. Also, a big play on defense, just heads-up play. Porter had the nice throw out at second. Really looking forward to the right side of that field and right up the middle for next year.
Well, that's a great call, Kurds. I appreciate it. A few other things that stood out to Royals fans today as far as the 6-4 win and how it carries into next season. Henry's all fired up about Nelson Velasquez's plate approach and power. Drew Waters from Mikey and Lee Summit. Oh, Rob Breton's all fired up about Jackson Kowar. How could you not be? Speaking of Rob Breton, he, Carrington Harrison, the drive is coming your way next. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:30 as the Royals and Guardians play game two. Take care.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
1-1. Lined left field, dropping for a hit. Here comes the tying run. Here comes the lead run. It's a double for Waters.
Two-run double in the eighth inning turns a 4-3 deficit into a 5-4 Royals lead. It turns into a 6-4 Royals victory. Denny Matthews on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Waters with a pair of doubles, the only Royal with multiple hits. He also recorded his seventh outfield assist in the first inning. Who knows how the game turns out if he doesn't throw that absolute missile to Michael Garcia at third base to get Stephen Kwan. Royals win 6-4. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. We go to Kurds in Overland Park. Kurds, go ahead.
Hey, looking forward to next season based on a couple of things that me and my son saw while we were playing hooky at the ballpark today.
Nice. Okay.
The defense on the right side, absolutely outstanding. You guys have talked a lot about that throw out from the right side. Prado had a nice play over there at first today.
Yes, he did.
I thought Bobby Witt Jr. struggled at the plate, but man, when we had the overthrow from Porter on the stolen base, he sat there and pinned that runner down to keep him from going to third. Yeah. Also, a big play on defense, just heads-up play. Porter had the nice throw out at second. Really looking forward to the right side of that field and right up the middle for next year.
Well, that's a great call, Kurds. I appreciated a few other things that stood out to Royals fans today as far as the 6-4 win and how it carries into next season. Henry's all fired up about Nelson Velasquez's plate approach and power. Drew Waters from Mikey and Lee Summit. Oh, Rob Breton's all fired up about Jackson Kowar. How could you not be? Speaking of Rob Breton, he, Carrington Harrison, the drive, is coming your way next. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:30 as the Royals and Guardians play game two. Take care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.